Oh yeah, I'm waiting for you to start the intro.
When do we start that?
Whenever you hit the whatever button you gotta hit to start the
Welcome to
music.
Seriously Awkward.
Nate, I would like to say, hold on. Thank you. No.
I know.
Anyways, just calm down, people. Just calm down.
First off,
what?
They're not clapping for you, David.
What?
Okay, they're clapping for this guy, me.
Oh, yeah, you'd be the one that got the clap, right? If anybody's going to get clapped, it's going to be you, right, Nate?
Wow. Anyways, what were you gonna say?
You may have fallen right into that one.
Yeah, probably did.
Yeah,
I'm gonna shut up now. We don't gotta talk on these things, right?
No, we do not. Nate, what's going on with your life? I personally have been just doing more work around the house. That's about my excitement right now. I am in the process of putting together our little sound recording area, putting up some soundproofing, which will be pretty cool for the future. I still have a whole bunch of things that I want to do for our podcast. Like, I have a song that we're going to do, and I haven't had time to do it. So,
wait, so like an intro, or like when we actually are recording in person, like you and I are gonna do this song?
No,
I'm confused right now.
it would be pretty actually. I was thinking you and I could be like a folk band, Nate. Huh? And we could tour around the world. You can sing in your native Scottish tongue, and I can sing in a tenor that can only be heard by birds. So we could do that. And you can play on the mandolin, and I will play on the world's smallest drum set. And the name of our band will be Nate Aginnon. Nate Upon? No, Nate. Well, it's a work in progress. We'll figure it out. Something with Nate in it. Nate is enough. That's it.
I am enough.
Yeah.
Thanks. So, anyways, that'd be completely awkward. And there might be one person that would probably be our groupie. But I think my wife and your soon to be wife would probably disown both of us.
She'd be fine with it.
you tell yourself that.
Okay, I will.
You're not married yet.
No.
So there's still time for her to be like, bye.
No, she's it's too late now. Sorry, Nate.
Oh.
So anything, what's going on with you? And no, the song I have thought of is for when we do our challenges. And which we have a football challenge that we do every year. We do other little challenges in between. Last year, we did the football challenge, and halfway through, we gave up because
COVID.
Well, COVID. Nobody.
Well, we didn't really know what was going to happen with the football season.
Nobody cared.
And
last year was like a fake football season.
To be honest, I was like, oh crap. Football season, better text David to see what his pick is for the Thursday night game.
Right.
So I text you. We both chose the losing team. And then I totally forgot to text you the rest of the games for that week. So we missed out on week one.
Well, it's also.
And then.
Yeah.
Guess what today is? Sunday.
Right.
Guess what today is? Football day.
Right.
That's what we forgot to do. Picks for week two.
Right.
Dang it.
Maybe.
Oh, so, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll figure it out, Nate. Maybe we'll just do the Super Bowl or the playoffs or something like that.
Maybe we'll just have to pick, like, just two games. So, like, Thursday night and Monday night football. So, we're both 0-1, and it'll start, or we can just start next Thursday, or this Thursday. This Thursday.
We can do that. I just realized. So I was wondering all day long, where are the cat disappeared to? And he's just walking around in the other room. He just came out from underneath things, and now he's looking at me through the glass. And yeah, he shouldn't be in that room. And now I'm in a room, and he's in a room, and he can't get out of that room because
without you going into that room to let him out. On the other side of that room.
Right, so it's a conundrum, Nate. It's a conundrum. Because he's looking at the door, and he's looking at me, and he's looking at the door. Now he's laying down in front of the door.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. So, that is something.
Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing. Just going to let him do something unless... No, don't get in there. All right, I'm going to go deal with him real quickly.
Yeah, go let him out.
All right, you talk.
He expects me to talk? I mean, I don't... Anyways, what has been up with me? Well, David finally upgraded the PC. I know. I went with iBuyPower. The PC got here on this last Friday. And this is so weird because I feel like I'm talking to myself.
Were you actually talking to yourself? Because that's usually my job, Nate. I talk to myself and I listen to myself. That's my inner dialogue all the time. Just talking.
Yeah, so like we're... Anyways, back to my little story. I got my PC.
Yeah.
Hey. And got it on Friday. I went with iBuyPower. And actually, the process was pretty easy. I kind of went with one of their base computers.
Right.
Picked certain things that I wanted. And then... ordered it, went with through like a firm or whatever, a firm, I don't know. But my plan is to just, I'm just going to pay that off.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to like pay it off right then. Cause I didn't know if I was going to fully pay it off or just pay most of it off and then make payments.
Right.
But because I also, at the same time, I did get the new Xbox. So that is interest-free. So I'll probably, my plan was to just pay that one off. But I think I'll go the other way and pay this off first. So then I have interest-free payments on the Xbox.
Ah, there you go.
And the Xbox payments are like... $50.
So I like the iBuyPower and some of the other websites because it's nice. You basically start off with a basic structured PC of kind of what you're looking for, and then you can kind of add little parts here and there, and you go, okay, I'm going to add this and see what it looks like, and then you go, well, that is perfect, but way too expensive. So what can I do that gets it in that range?
Yeah, so like the cases, it'll show you this is what case you is picked, and then it has a bunch of different cases, and some are either plus like $60 or minus $60 or minus $100 or nope, this one's not in stock.
So right,
that's pretty cool. I knew that I wanted I got like a 3080. And then 32 gigabytes of RAM.
Oh, nice.
or yeah. So those were like the two things that I and then so my PC is pretty beastly. It's 3080, 32 gigabytes of RAM, a i9 like
What? I9 B47. Bingo, Nate. Bingo.
Bingo.
So, nice. That's awesome. And how's the
Oh.
Xbox? Did you get that one all set up, or is that still in a box?
Oh, wow. No, that's all set up.
Okay. I can so
No,
can
the dust is coming pretty good. I got a TV for the Xbox. Oh, and then I did get a monitor. So the plan here is to hopefully,
You want the whole
because
room to be monitors.
I'm like on a staycation this week, so my plan is to by midweek try to start streaming again.
Nice. What would be the first game you're gonna stream, Nate?
Good question. Probably some Sea of Thieves, and then kind of do like Sea of Thieves Apex Legends. My cousin on my wife's side, he's a streamer as well. So he plays some Apex Legends. So might see if I could kind of join him, kind of like co-stream with him a little bit. He streams later at night though, so I don't know.
You're not sure if you can do it that late at
Well,
night.
I mean, this so normally I would not be able to. Normally he's like 8 p.m. is where he starts.
Okay.
I'm in bed by like 7, so but since I'm off this week, I stay up. So I don't know. The plan is to 'cause usually when I get home, I have a like 3 or 4 hours before Nicole gets home. So kind of not really stream for a long time, but probably 3 hours a day. And it'll probably be like a variety stream. So like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday would be like Sea of Thieves. And then the other 2 days would be like Fortnite or Apex Legends or maybe some GTA 5 RP.
Wow, Nate, you're gonna be like streaming all over the place. You get your stream on basically everything.
Yeah.
Every room, every corner of the universe is gonna have your stream on it. It's gonna be kind of nice. Anything else going on? Or you basically just getting all set up?
Trying to get it all set up. Gonna hit the Puyallup Fair tomorrow.
Well, that'll be fun. Are you going to see any shows, or is there any concerts going
No,
on?
we just go for the food.
Okay.
Have you guys gone this year?
No, we're probably not going to go this year.
No,
No.
wait.
We
Are we?
kind of don't want to do anything where you have to do like masks. I don't want to do that.
I mean, so technically you're outside, so you don't really have to wear a mask. I don't know.
I don't know. I think some of the
I'll have
new
one
things.
anyways, but
Yeah.
I don't know how. So I think when you're walking around, you're probably fine, but once you enter like pavilions and all those things, I think you probably have to. I don't know.
I
I
don't know.
honestly, we'll have them just in case.
Right.
I mean, we'll probably start out wearing them and just kind of see how whatever. Nicole already went to a concert with my cousin, so I'll have to ask her and see what.
What the protocol was.
I've seen pictures of friends like on Facebook that have gone to the fair, and in their pictures, not really anybody's wearing masks.
Oh, okay.
That's. But I don't know. things change daily, so.
That is very true.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're probably not going to go this year.
Not really worried about it.
So, Nate.
Yes.
Is there anything going on in the gaming world today that you want to talk about?
So, Battlefield 2042 was supposed to release, I believe it was the end of this month. Could be mistaken. It could be in beginning of October. But whenever the release date was, it got pushed back for a month, which, I mean, isn't bad. But the letter that they came out with said something about the new consoles. And to me, it's like, well, you're making your games mainly for new consoles.
Right.
So it's like, how are you having issues? I mean, well, obviously, with everything that's going on, I can understand. And I'm not, like, it's just, they mentioned, I didn't, like, fully read it, but someone was kind of briefly going over it, and they mentioned something about the next generation consoles, which is obviously the Xbox and the PlayStation 5.
Right.
Like, those should be what you were kind of building the game towards anyways. So you would think that they would have problems with the older systems having problems with the game, and not the systems that they're actually, the game's probably going to be run better on or meant for. But I don't know. It's only a month, hopefully. Fingers crossed, because the gameplay and the trailer looked amazing. It almost makes me want to download the, because on the Xbox Game Pass, they have like pretty much all the Battlefields on there. I think Battlefield 3 was kind of the first one that I kind of got into. So 3 and 4, I really enjoyed. So that's kind of making me want to go back and play those ones a little bit. Also at the end of this month, did we touch base on New World?
I don't remember. We may have.
Cause I was signed up and played the open beta for the New World, like a week ago. And it's a MMO, and there's like three or four factions. So it's the game is built by Amazon. It's an Amazon game.
Okay.
And
do you buy stuff in it?
Almost. It's,
you drive around they and probably, you deliver packages.
They probably will sneak stuff in. No, it's kind of like Elder Scrolls Online almost.
Okay.
But like you can join the like three or four factions, and out of these factions, once you kind of get to a point in the game, it becomes a PvP game, and you can do missions or quests for your faction, which involve attacking players from the other factions. So once you kind of bring out the map, it has like these factions, and you can kind of see which faction is doing better. And I guess there's kind of like some big scale like battles, so like 50 plus people, so it'll be kind of interesting. I enjoyed the beta, but you can play with friends. Obviously, it's MMO, like I was saying, multiplayer, bunch of people, and I was kind of going solo, but
yeah,
I was getting help, like, because people were doing the same quests that I was.
Nate, if you're going solo and you're getting help, then you're not going solo. Just saying.
Whatever. Anyways. And like the same thing, like I would offer help when, because I'm doing this quest, but there's also other people that are doing the same quest.
Right.
And we're not in communication. It's just, we're going to these places, we're killing these enemies, and we're eventually going to the same, like trying to find the same chests or loot. And that person and their buddy could be helping me, even though they're not intentionally helping me.
Right.
But yeah, so I think once the game comes out, and it'll be pretty cool. The selling is completely, I don't know the word, can't think of the word, but it's like I can get like this rare item that I'm not going to use. Okay. I can go put it and go to like the trader, and I can put it on the marketplace, and I could put my price, but I'm not selling it right then and there to the trader. It's somebody else, like an actual player, has to come in
and buy it.
Oh,
that's an interesting idea. So you can let the shop hold it for you, basically. Kind of like one of those secondhand shops where you can sell your own stuff type thing.
Yeah, there's a word for it, but I can't really think of the...
It's called a secondhand shop, Nate. That's what it's called.
Yep, but I mean, it's... Anyways.
No, that's a word for it. It's secondhand shop. It's the one word for it.
The economy, the economy is based on how well other players are doing.
Oh, okay.
So like I could go in and I could just straight up for hours go in and be cutting down trees and like harvesting trees and stuff. And I could go to the shop and put in like 10,000 bundles of wood for like 500 gold. So then somebody that wants to build something but doesn't want to spend the time harvesting could go into the shop and be like, oh. And then down the road that could help me out, because I could come across something that maybe something somebody was like, because there's also, you could buy houses in like the town.
Well, that's kind of nice, though.
I don't know if it wasn't unlocked in the beta, or at least I didn't get to the level to where it was unlocked, so I don't really know. But you can buy a house for your clan or whatever, your group. So your group can enter the house as well, and then you can build stuff to decorate it. So that's where like the wood or whatever would come into play. So on top of building like weapons and stuff like that, but
right.
So you could just can spend the time like cutting down trees or mining rocks or whatever, stone, and then going and selling it, put it on the market to sell, be making money.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, so it was a fun game. Again, that comes out the end of the month, so I'm kind of looking forward to that one. My brother said that he already pre-ordered and bought it, so the only thing that sucks is he's in the southern part of the U.S. He lives in New Mexico. So he said that he was playing on the East Coast servers.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I'll have to try to figure out. Because the servers they have West Coast, they have East Coast, and then they have Southern.
Right. And West Coast and East Coast are always fighting each other.
Yep.
It's sad.
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, that's pretty much it for the video game side. I mean, hopefully be able to, like I said, start streaming here in the next... It's been like almost a year.
Right.
Well, with the capture card, I'll be able to hopefully put some of these clips up on...
You'll be able to capture things, Nate.
Capture, yep.
That'll be good. So the next topic we are going to discuss is film. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about film. Theaters and movies and other things that revolve around that type of thing. Nate, I don't know if you know this, your video froze again like a while ago. I just didn't know how to say anything, so I'm going to say it right now at this point in time. Oh, there you are. I can hear your voice, but, you know, yeah, you're being, if you're going to freeze, do that face.
Okay. So what have you watched?
This is what I wanted to talk about. There's a few topics that I wanted to talk about.
One, you just said the topic we're talking about is film.
One is Lucifer. The final episode, final season finally came out. I don't know if you watched that.
No, I'm still on the first season.
Okay. Then What We Did in the Shadows. Season 3 is out.
Nobody should be talking about what they did in the shadows. You should keep that a secret.
And then also, there was a... Did you see the trailer for The Matrix 4?
Yeah, when did The Matrix become a comedy? And I think like every single other person... was like, wait, confused. Like, first off, are we in a comedy? And then second off...
I don't know what's going on, Nate, but your video froze again.
Is this The Matrix?
Right. Wait, are you talking about right now?
Is this The Matrix, or is this John Wick 7? but they skipped 5 and 6.
Those are still coming out.
Because does he not look like John Wick?
Night, we can come back to that. And there's Spider-Man. Oh, no, Venom trailer. I don't know if you saw that. And I think that's about it. Also,
there's actually a couple. So I don't know the show. I don't know if it's a show or a movie.
Family Guy.
Actually, no, but it's streaming. It's coming out like this Friday, and it's going to be streaming on Apple TV, Apple Plus.
What are you talking about, Nate? Makes sense. You're just saying words.
I don't know. Apple Plus has like a streaming.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes, they do.
Okay.
Naked. That's what you were typing. I was just reading what was on your screen.
Apple TV.
Naked Little People.
Yeah. No. I just want to see what...
I don't know what you're looking for, Nate. What's on Apple TV?
Is it Foundation?
You're taking a long time to get to this. Where are we going with this? Nate's on a hunt.
So, okay, they had a TV show called
Yeah.
Right? With Jason Momoa.
Yes. There's
about a clan that can't see, but They have.
It's a whole world that can't. C is a show about. It has Jason Momoa in it, and it's a show about a, the whole world can't see. And then somebody is born with sight. Everybody says that that person is a witch. And other groups of people are like, sight was taken from us in, for a certain reason. And then there's another group that are like, protect that person. They have sight. So
okay, so they have a second season coming out.
Yes.
The show that I'm thinking of is called Foundation.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's called Foundation. I don't know. The trailer looked pretty good.
What's the
plan? Apple TV Plus.
What is this about?
I don't know.
What? Nate, you just gave what? The most... Oh, the greatest show in the entire world. I just saw a trailer for it. And it's starring all these famous actors that... I mean, there's so many, I can't even list them all right now. What's so the plot to this show? I don't know. Complex, I have no idea.
It's a drama sci-fi. So it is going to be a series on Apple TV Plus. A complex saga of humans scattered on planets throughout the galaxy, all living under the rule of a galactic empire.
Right, Star Wars.
So Apple Plus's version of Star Wars. Yes,
perfect.
Then there's another one. So I know that we've talked about the show a while back. It's been a long while, but Kevin Costner. Oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank. It's on Paramount.
Is that the one in space or is it Yellowstone?
Yellowstone. So the same creators of Yellowstone... They have a show coming out on. You're not frozen. Knock it off. Anyways, they have a show coming out on Paramount as well, and it's kind of like a lawyer cop show, maybe. I don't know. Trailer looked pretty amazing.
Nate, well.
I'm sorry, I can't think of the name. I don't know.
You're giving like the most. You're like the greatest show ever. It's done by these people that did another great show, and I'm not exactly sure what the plot is, but it looks good. You should watch it.
Oh, and then they're like streaming. Football now too, I guess.
Yeah, there's they're trying to get more things out there. Football is getting more out of the normal TV thing. Nate, so I'm going to talk while you look for these things that you don't even know anything about. I am going to talk about Lucifer for a little bit. I'm not going to give away any spoilers to the end. I thought the show already ended, and it ended in a way where Lucifer becomes God at the very end. And then
you just totally gave it away.
That was the end of the season. That part of the season.
Okay.
But so I thought the show was over. I thought that was it. That was it. And kind of moved on with my life. I was like, okay, that was a ending. They left a lot of things hanging, but okay, that's fine. I'm fine with it. It was not my favorite of the endings, but I was like, I can live with that. So then they come out with another six. I want to say six or seven episodes, and they just went weird with with the show. They threw it in into all these really weird things, and they had all this. They had like a musical, and they had them as animated characters, and it threw me for a loop, and it was not what I was looking for in the show. And we were getting down to the very last episode, and I was like, I'm kind of at the point where with this, where I was like, I think if they would have just ended it before, I would have been happier than what they're doing now. Because they weren't really filling in anything. They were adding a little bit of things here and there. All the loose ends that they had in the other one were more tied together than when they were at the the last episode of the season. And the very, 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 very last episode, the last 10 minutes or last, I don't know, 20 or 30 minutes of the show, it ends up being a good episode, and I am more satisfied with it. But it, they put so much filler in there that just drove me crazy. And I hate it when you have this main ending that you're trying to go for, and you could be telling a good story that could take 3 to 4 episodes to get to that point. They wait until, you know, they have all these offshoot episodes that don't really lead too much anywhere some of the times. And it's just, I don't know. It was frustrating to watch. It ended well. Frustrating to watch all the other episodes that led up to that moment. So, that's my view of Lucifer. It's a good, fun show. Probably not the best for most people. I mean, for a decent amount of people. I liked it. But, man, those last 6 episodes did not have direction until the very end. And it's just very frustrating. But I liked the very, 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 very ending, which was the last 20 minutes of the show. And then also we had What We Do in the Shadows. Season 3 came out. It hasn't come out. It is on Hulu, where they release 1 episode per week. A lot of people like to wait until it's end and then binge the whole thing. We've been watching like 1 episode and then another episode. Sometimes I enjoy the slow leak of a show because it gives me something to look forward to each week to watch. But episode 2 of What We Do in the Shadows is absolutely probably one of the most funniest things I've seen in a while. And
What is What We Do in the Shadows?
So the premise of What We Do in the Shadows is, so it started off first as a movie, and then it came out on as a TV series. The premise of the show is that it is a documentary or a mockumentary, kind of along the line of The Office and some of the other shows, but it's about vampires. So, and it follows a group of vampires that don't really fit into society, and they still have a lot of their old ways of doing things. And like one of the guys is trying to hit on this one girl, and he just does not know how to do it, because he's just like, back when I was a prince in where I used to grow up, I was a prince, and women just came to me, and I'd have this lady and this lady and this lady and this lady all over the time. You see him trying to pick up a girl at a fitness center, and he's just blowing it. He's just terrible at it. It is one of the funniest shows out there. I really like it. Actually, I'm wearing a red shirt from it right now. So, but I suggest watching the movie. You don't really have to. You can go straight to the TV show. TV show is hilarious just by itself. Like I said, there's 3 seasons of it. 3. like that.
And like West Side, but okay.
West Side 3, whichever. And then what else were we talking about?
Shows. So the show that I was trying to think of, it's the mayor of Kingstown. So it's like not a cop show, but like has to do with mayors and power and yeah. It's weird because so I'm looking on IMDb and the full cast and crew, so like it has one person, three episodes. Everybody else is one episode, so maybe they didn't make it past the
they may have died.
It's weird because like maybe the one guy is the maybe it's only three episodes and the one guy is the mayor and the other everybody else kind of plays one part in one episode, and then the next two episodes is him sitting around by himself in prison or something. I don't know either,
Nate.
Just kind of weird that it says for everybody else it has one episode, but they did show a commercial. There's like two trailers for it. Oh, maybe that's why it says coming. I don't know, the first trailer said it's coming November 14th.
Okay.
So series premiere November 14th. So this show could have like totally went under before it even started.
All right. I mean, that sounds like a good show.
Yeah.
I'm really into that.
But I mean
that.
Like, but it has like Kyle Chandler. What's the other one that has Renner in it?
Renner?
Yeah, I'm not finding him though.
I don't know what to tell you, Nate. So, we have also... So, one of the last things I want to talk about is The Matrix 4. Nate, you saw the trailer for it?
Jeremy Renner.
You're not even paying attention.
Yeah, so I did see the trailer and I'm not at all enthusiastic about this. Like, what are they trying to do?
Why not, Nate? What is
because The Matrix was kind of like serious and there's not really any comedy per se.
Okay.
It's kind of like a serious this is real but this isn't real, and now it's like he's Neo is sitting in a shrink's office with help me out, what's his name?
I don't remember who it was. Oh,
Bowser.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris. That's right.
Yes, Neil Patrick Harris. And he, like, says some stuff, which completely turns, like, the scene into, like, a comedy almost. Which, I mean, Neil Patrick Harris is a funny guy.
He is. He's one of my favorite people.
That's one of the things that was kind of like, well, what the heck? And then the whole time, you're looking at Keanu Reeves, and first couple Neos kind of hair slicked back or his hair was buzzed.
Right.
And now he's full John Wick.
So are you just confused of what they're going with or something like that?
So yeah, I'm like, what are they trying to do?
Well,
is it like an actual Matrix movie, or is it like kind of like, hey, this is a Matrix movie? Is this a Matrix movie? Or like, hey, this is a Matrix movie.
I mean, Nate,
do you see the difference?
No,
Do you see the difference?
I mean, the inflection of your voice, yes.
But like, hey, this is a Matrix movie.
Right, okay.
Or, hey, this is a Matrix movie.
Okay, so one is lighthearted and the other one. So, some of the previews for, there's two of them out there. One is basically, one shows a lot of the action scenes that are going to happen in it. And it looks like a pretty good movie. So they ended the last Matrix with basically saying all the other Matrixes didn't matter. This whole thing gets reset every time. And we start over. This seems like, to me, that they got reset, started over, except for instead of Neo slowly coming to the realization of this thing, he kind of knows more of what's going on now than what he did before. And his progression, because last one, he had to go from it being explained what the Matrix was to, you know, how do you do work in the Matrix? This is kind of like a mix of both of them. It seems like what it is to me. So it's basically Matrix 1 over, except for he's at the level of, he's already leveled. It's Matrix 1 where he leveled up in Matrix 3.
I would rather watch the Matrixes over again than go see this one. I'm not really interested.
So I am interested in it just because I enjoy the Matrix films, but I am not really interested in it 100% because I was not too impressed with the last few Matrix. I like Matrix 1. Matrix 2 made me go, I'm not a big fan of what they're doing, but I'll let them tell the story that they're going to tell. And then Matrix 3 happened, and I was like, you guys don't even know what you're talking about. You had a good premise in the first one, and then you got paid a lot of money, and you kind of did the whole Lost thing where you were like, I don't know. I was not expecting to go past the first movie, honestly, when I was... That's the premise that I got out of it. And they try to play it off as it was like this super... spiritual thing. I feel like you guys just didn't know what you were going for. You didn't know where you were heading. You planned for a first movie, and then they threw a bunch of money at you, and then you're like, yeah, of course we have more to this. So
yeah,
I am hoping that this would be an opportunity to slightly reset what they did in the other movie. That's what I'd be hoping for. Do I have a lot of hope in it? No, I do not. But would I be hoping that there could be a good twist to the movie? Sure, why not? I enjoy some of those movies. I've seen a bunch of the Terminator ones, and they have reset that series like 8 or 9 times or something like that. And some of them are good, some of them are bad, some of them we don't even talk about. So, sure, why not? After the third one, bring it on. Bring on another Matrix movie. Know why? Because I need that bad taste out of my mouth. Just like they're coming out with a new Indiana Jones. Apparently... but the only reason why I'm interested in another Indiana Jones is because the last one was such garbage that I need something to get that taste out of my mouth. And if they could, do some sort of, film that makes even a little bit of sense, then I'd be happy.
They're not going to. One film that I think will completely blow us all out of the water. And I just saw a trailer, or a new trailer. It might have been the same trailer. I don't know. But we didn't just watch a trailer for it. Comes out the end of, I think, next month. And it'll be day one available on HBO and Max. But you're going to want to go see this one in the theaters is Dune.
Oh, so Dune seems kind of interesting to me. I'm not sure if I have a
Honestly, I can't remember seeing the original.
I have a hard time with those type of films in that set piece time frame. I don't know where it's like sand. And I've been let down with those type of movies so many times. I can't even. It's hard for me to be excited about it. It looks good. It looks like it's filmed amazingly. But also, Jupiter Ascending looked good and looked like it was filmed good. And that was a train wreck of a movie. And that's nice to train wrecks. That was.
Yeah. Anyways, this one, I think, supposed to be like close to like a 2.5 hour movie, 3 hour movie.
Yeah, that it. I'm nervous about that one. I want to see it. I don't know if I should see it in the theater if it's that big of a spectacle.
I think with all like the effects that it,
Nate, you want to go see it with me in the theater?
Probably.
Sure. Let's go do it.
Okay. The other thing. Question I have is, why is Free Guy not out on DVD yet?
What? Why would you think it's be out on DVD? Because everything else is?
Yeah, Black Widow's already out on DVD.
That's true. That is true.
And Nate, that, I think, came out like a week before that one.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, Nate.
I don't know. I just really want to watch it again. And
there's a theater you can go see it in.
I don't. We already went to a theater. I want to watch it at home. Unfortunately, you unfortunately can't find that on the internet.
Oh,
which is weird, given how awesome of a movie it is. But
right, maybe that movie never existed in the first place, Nate.
Don't tell me that it did.
It was all the group hallucination. It's all part of the Matrix.
The other trailer you need to watch is the new Hawkeye trailer.
Ooh,
have you seen that one?
Yes, I did.
So
that one is, that one definitely has a Lethal Weapon feel to it.
Yeah. And there's like a little sidekick. I don't know who his sidekick is.
There is a reason for that, because the person who directed Lethal Weapon directed this. So it totally has the Lethal Weapon vibe to it. I love the Lethal Weapon movies. They're great. And Jeremy Renner is a extremely likable character. And I'm excited about that. That one, I think, comes out in December.
Yeah, it's based in Christmas, so I'm assuming it'll probably be like Thanksgiving, Christmas time.
And it's an episode. It's a show. So
it's a show?
It's a show. So there's going to be, I don't know, 6 or 7 episodes to it.
Okay. The trailer, that it made it look like a movie.
No, it makes it look like a movie, but I believe it's a show that's coming out.
Huh.
I believe.
And then, is there going to be a new, I know that they've been talking about doing the Boba Fett spinoff, but are they gonna, is there gonna be another Mandalorian?
So as far as I know, there's gonna be a Mandalorian season 2, but
there's already a Mandalorian season 2.
Oh, I mean season 3, sorry. But they're also, it's hard to say, there's so many things coming out right now, because there is the There is a lot going on, so yeah. Yeah. There's supposed to be So there's supposed to be a Boba Fett show. There's supposed to be Anakin and Obi-Wan Kenobi show coming out. There's supposed to be a Luke Skywalker mini show. There's supposed to be a show with that one other girl from Mandalorian.
Was I frozen?
Yes, you were.
Oh. Am I frozen now?
No, you're fine. That's fine, Nate. So. Anyways. Yeah.
Okay. So, definitely some shows and some movies coming out here in the next... Oh, there's another one that's coming out. It's going to be a Netflix original with Jake Gyllenhaal.
What?
Yeah. Netflix. It's
Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's called The Guilty.
I don't know.
So it's Jake Gyllenhaal, a demoted police officer assigned to a called dispatch desk, is conflicted when he receives an emergency phone call from a kidnapped woman. So the trailer, it actually was kind of pretty interesting. I've only seen the one trailer. For some reason, I don't think that was the...
I don't know, Nate.
Oh, he's also going to be in The Division. You've heard of the game, right?
The game Division?
Yeah.
Yes.
Video game?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's...
So he's going to be in The Division, or is this going to be a...
Pre-production, 2022.
Okay.
He's been in there's 2, 4, 5, 6 movies that are in pre-production that he's in. Then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 movies and one show that have been announced with him in it. He's making some money.
Well, that's good. Money is nice, Nate. So the Hawkeye is a miniseries.
Okay.
And it is coming out Wednesday, November 24th. And it shall have 8 episodes.
So Thanksgiving through Christmas, okay?
Yep.
Nice.
So, yeah. Anything else, Nate, that you want to talk about?
No. I mean, I was just trying to get the release date on this, but I'm not seeing it.
It's never happening, Nate.
What? Oh, it's a remake of an original Danish film directed by Gustav Moller called The Guilty.
Interesting. All right, Nate.
So October 1st, so the end of the month. Or the beginning of next month. End of the month. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. So.
That's pretty exciting.
A lot of movies and shows coming up. I still got to watch Loki. I'm just going to spend the rest of the week on my couch. I'm going to get some scones at the fair tomorrow. And I'm gonna binge watch. But I gotta binge watch Loki. I gotta binge watch.
Have you watched Captain Falcon with Winter Soldiers?
Nope.
Thank you for listening to Seriously Awkward and Friends.
Any of
please
the other
like, subscribe our Facebook page.
And
I'm gonna binge watch
think about
everything.
Becoming our Patreon
binge
member.
It all, Nate. Binge it
and
all.
And listen next week.
Did you ever finish WandaVision? Did you watch WandaVision?
Nope.
Nate. I expected more from you, and you gave me exactly what I was expecting. Less.
Less.
Than more. More than. Whoa.
I'm not frozen? Dang it, I'm not frozen.
What?